You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. Devotion to the Word entails commitment to meditate on it every day. Learn more about this truth in week one of our series, Worldview.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Can you give a high five to your seatmate for a while? Pakikumusta sa atong seatmates. Dugay na ta wala nakita sa each other. For some of you, you just came back from Christmas vacation. Anyone here, you came from vacation or staycation na lang, natulog for 1 week. Woo! O diba? Especially the students. Anyway, as what Pastor Archie said a while ago, today we're starting a brand new series called Worldview. And if you're wondering why it's called Worldview, it comes from the word worldview. A worldview being your belief or your perspective of how the world works, how we deal with the world. And it's important for us to have a proper worldview because as believers, okay, as people of God, we need to have the right kind of perspective in life. We need to have the right kind of perspective or the right lens to every world. Now, it's important as well because if you look at your social media, the news, everywhere you watch, there are many worldviews. There are many ways to look at the world. There are many ways to deal with the people around you, the issues that we are encountering and facing. There are many ways to do that. But how do we know which is the right way to do it or to deal with it? How do we know which is the right kind of worldview? There are many competing worldviews, but not all of them agree or sync with the Word of God. And we need to be aware of that. In other words, as Christians or as believers, we need to have a biblical perspective or a biblical worldview. Tell us it for a while, biblical. Biblical, in other words, just because a certain belief, certain practice or worldview is advocated by someone famous, a celebrity, a YouTuber, or it's the latest trend out there, just because a lot of people are doing it, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to subscribe to it. Just because your classmate, your workmate is doing it, doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it as well. If the Word of God doesn't say we should do it. That's why we're having this 8-week series for us to embrace and appreciate and accept that at the end of the day, we should have a biblical worldview. End of the day, the one worldview we should have is here, the Word of God. This is our lens. It's kind of like if you need glasses, shades, or if you need a certain eyewear, but you don't just pick any kind of eyewear. Kung mag-swimming ka, anyone here you love swimming? You don't wear shades mag-swimming ka unless feeling ni mo cool kay ka sa dagat or something. But you use goggles, di ba? So you can swim in the sea, in the ocean, wherever. If you're nearsighted, farsighted, you need something for your sight, you buy a pair of glasses, the right grade pa dyan. And the same thing with us. We need the right lens in life. Because your belief, your worldview will affect your life greatly. It's not like a worldview, okay na siya, okay na ko, walay worldview. No, we should have the right kind of worldview because it will greatly impact our life, right? There are competing worldviews out there and beliefs that are contrary to the Word of God, so we must be aware. Now, what are some of these worldviews or beliefs out there that we should be watchful of and we should consider once again, sakto ba jud ni sila? Or what does the Word of God say about it? I'm not going to explain in detail, but just a quick example of some practices or beliefs out there. For example, YOLO. We've all heard about this. YOLO, you only live once. Some people say because you only live once, do whatever you want. Bahala na ang consequences, ang repercussions. Bahala, just do it. Do this, do that, try this, try that. That's what some people say. Another common practice or belief or worldview out there is follow your heart. You've probably heard about this in many romantic movies or life stories of all those things. So follow your heart. It sounds good. It sounds pleasing. Follow your heart. Follow in what your heart says you should do. But again, what does the Bible have to say about our heart? Some of you already know that. Follow your heart ba? Or let's check muna what the Bible says about that. Another thought is more money, more happiness. That the source of happiness, the key to unlocking being happy and joyful for all eternity is to have more money. As long as you have a lot of money in the bank, daghan kang millions diha, you will be forever happy. Some people advocate that. And the last thing, some other belief out there, when talking about relationships or marriage, anyone here, you want to get married in the future? Mga single professionals, baka for some of you, ang prayer nyo this year na Lord, this year, 2018 na. But for some people, they think that when they look at marriage, akala, papel lang na siya. It's just a ceremony. It's nothing important. Some people have this specific worldview. I'm sharing all of these things because these are some common, nowadays, popular, trending worldviews. But they don't necessarily mean it's in sync with the Word of God. In fact, if you read your Bible, you would come to understand that the Bible does differentiate towards those things. When it comes to YOLO, when it comes to follow your heart, when it comes to money being the source of happiness and all that, the Bible has specific truths that don't counter that. And we'll miss out on that if we don't read the Bible. That's why we need to understand, we need to spend time to read our Bibles. Because we might find ourselves subscribing or following in the wrong worldviews or the wrong perspectives of people. That's why we're having this series, church. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, can you turn to Psalms chapter 1? And we're going to have our first installment for today. Our first installment for today, before we get to the inerrancy, the authority of the Word, and all those stuff about the Bible, we're going to start first with having the right attitude towards the Word of God. And that is loving the Word. Having the right attitude towards the Word of God. Before we even dissect so much about the aspects about the Word of God, we have to first have the right attitude towards it. And that is to love the Word of God. Okay, let's repeat for a while. Love the Word of God. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. It says here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit and its seasons, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Now, we're going to base on that verses for most of this installment, but I'll read the other verses as well. Now, today, as we talk about loving the Word, having the right attitude towards the Word of God, I'm going to share three simple things on how we can develop that love for the Word of God. Hopefully, we do love to read the Word of God. But if you're here today, you're new especially, and you want to still develop the habit, the love, and the desire to read the Word of God, then you've came at the right time. And the first thing I want to share with is in Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. It says here, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. We have this description of a man, that this blessed man is someone who does not, one, walk in the counsel of wicked, stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. In other words, he isn't preoccupied with anything that veers away from the ways of God or from what God's standards are. He doesn't seek counsel from those who are wicked. When you say wicked, it's morally unstable or morally not right. So this kind of man, he seeks counsel somewhere else. He doesn't stand or stay with sinners. Meaning, yung gina-fellowship, yung gina-spend time with, or the right kind of company. In other words, we have here a blessed man who seeks the counsel, who's devoted to the right ways, and not just to the wicked ways. In other words, the first thing I want to share with everyone here today is the word devotion. Tell us a bit for a while, devotion. When we talk about loving the Word of God, the first thing we need to have in mind is devotion. The word devotion means love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person or activity. Or in other words, a state of being dedicated, or you're so on fire for something. Have you ever met people nga nice specific activities nga they're so on fire for? Ganahan kayo sila. For example, if you're a student, maybe you or your seatmate are very studious about your subject, about your course. When you say devotion, but you're so into it. For example, in your course, your subject. For example, learning new skills. When you want to learn something new, right? You can be devoted to it. Or for example, since it's the start of the new year, for some of you, you're devoted to living a healthy lifestyle. Diet na, salad na ko karon. Or exercise na, 5 a.m., jog every day. For some of you, you're devoted to living a healthy lifestyle. Or for some of you, you're devoted to eating, the opposite naman. You make sure na hindi ka magutman every day, na hindi ka makaon. The point is, when you talk about devotion, it's love for something. You're so into it. For some, it's a specific hobby, a skill, your subject, your work could be. You just love doing your work, whatever that is devotion. The same thing with that kind of devotion, we ought to have that towards the Word of God. In fact, it says here in Job 23, verse 12, Job says, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food. Job says, I have treasured the words of God more than my portion, more than my daily meals. I treasure more the Word of God. Now, that's a pretty weighty statement to say, because how many of us here today, we love eating? Diba? Honestly, we love eating. There's one thing we make sure of, not just makaon every day, whether that's just twice or thrice, but we love to eat. We make sure that makaon. But for Job, even more important, having that meal of that day is the Word of God. He says, I have treasured. When you say treasured, it's important to you. I believe all of us here today, we have special items, keepsakes, items that are important to us. We treasure them. Gyatag sa atong parents, sa atong loved ones, we all keep them. But they are treasures to us. And Job says he treasured the words of God more than his portion of food. In other words, whenever we talk about reading the Word of God, one thing we do learn to have is that love and enthusiasm to read God's Word. Now, when you think about reading God's Word, it's not just, okay, bato na ako ni, kaginan ko sa church katong last Sunday. Ngayon akong Victory Group leader, bato na ako ni. Ay, mo yung preaching manggod, mo yung serious karon sa victory, so I have to read the Word of God. Or it's because it's prayer and fasting 2018, mag-fasting na, it's the season to read the Word of God. There is no season to read the Word of God. Reading the Word of God is year-long. It's forever. There's no, this is the season to read the Word of God, then break time na po ka, di na ka mag-read the Word of God. There's no seasons like that. We read the Word of God daily. We treasure it daily, more than our ear food. That's as Job says here. That's what it means to be devoted to the Word of God, to have that love and enthusiasm for the Word of God. If you're like, Tom, wala pa ko ana, kulang pa ko sa love and devotion to the Word of God. There's no better time to start than now. Start reading the Word of God. We can't just say, okay, Tom, I'm going to wait until ma-feel na ako ang love para sa Word ni God. I'm going to pray, Lord, give me the love for your Word. If you're praying for that, then start picking up your Bible and read the Word of God. It's that simple. As we do so, we develop the love and the craving for God's Word. It's kind of like when you develop a craving for a certain food. How do you develop a craving for something? Of course, when you tasted it, di ba? You don't crave for something wala pa niyo na taste before, wala pa niyo na try before. For example, how many of you love lechon? But you love lechon, or for some of you, mas sweet tooth mo. Anyone here, you love sweets, ice cream, cakes, pastries. If you're that kind of person, but how do you develop that craving, the desire for sweets, for lechon, whatever food that is? It's because you've tasted it. You've tried it. You've eaten it. And even if weeks, months, or years pa lang nipass by lang, makaremember ka, and you crave for it every time mo balik ang desire. And the same thing with us. We can't have that craving or that love for the Word of God if we don't start picking it up and read it. We need to have that devotion to the Word of God. And there's no better way to start than now. To start reading the Word of God. Going forward, Psalms 1 verse 2, it then says there, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." I'm going to focus on the first part first of verse 2. It says here, his delight is in the law of the Lord. The second thing I want to share to us today, next to devotion, is the word delight. Devotion, next one is delight. Delight comes from the Hebrew word, chepetz, which means the good pleasure, a valuable thing, a matter of acceptable, delightsome, or pleasant. In other words, it's something enjoyable. The verse says, blessed is that man. It says there, but his delight, the person's delight, is in the law of the Lord. Talking about the Word of God. In other words, when we talk about reading God's Word, yes, we want to be devoted to it. We should love it. We should practice reading it regularly. But the good thing for us is that we can enjoy reading the Word of God. This here is a good thing for us because God is not commanding us to do something na is gonna be kapoy ka siya, begrudging ka siya, reluctant kita to do it. Whenever you ask to do something you feel like you don't get to enjoy it, parang di ka ganan mo buhat. But it says here that this guy, this man who meditates on the Word day and night, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And when we read the Word of God, yes, we ought to love it and devote it, but again, we can enjoy reading the Word of God. That the Word of God doesn't have to be a chore or a task or a to-do list. At the end of the day, nga, check mark na bota na ako, na read na ako ang Word ni God. But it's something that we can enjoy doing. That's as much as we enjoy other activities. Isn't it strange na whenever we think about doing things for God, somehow it seems less enjoyable in the worldly perspective anyway. Na, but sa things of God, parang di ka siya enjoyable. Pag things nga for us, entertainment or something, it seems enjoyable. God's Word says that there is delight. There is great enjoyment when we read God's Word. I'm going to show a couple of pictures and let me know if it's something delightful for you or it's maybe it's something that's kapwa or duty for you. For example, this picture right here. If I've asked you to finish this or eat this or sabanay siya ng buffet, medyo healthy siya ng buffet, kahit Asian lang ganyan ng buffet. How many of you want to go to a buffet? Because for a lot of us, we delight, we enjoy going to a buffet. The next one, how about this? You enjoy this. Oh, ba silent kayo mo, di ba? That's washing the dishes. How many of you, when you go home, you're so excited, man, ready na hugas, come on. Oh, padumog-dumog. Diba? Ready na ko, bring on the plates, bring on the cups, ambina, enjoy ko. This is my favorite time of the day. Diba? I bet not. Or for this one, going to the beach. Daghan. Or ito, the next one naman. This one, manglimpyo sa CR. Nakan kayong dili. What's my point in sharing this? A lot of times when you think of something as a chore or as a task, we don't feel like enjoying it. Boring siya, itaganahan. And a lot of times we lump up reading the Word of God with that. It's a chore, it's a task. But reading the Word of God can be enjoyable, can be delightful for us. Because at the end of the day, we can delight reading the Word of God because we are reading it for God. When you read the Word of God, we're not just studying it for the sake of remembering Bible facts or trying to memorize as many verses as we can. When we read the Word of God, we search the Scriptures, we can know more about God. It points to Christ, it points to Jesus. At the end of the day, it's all about Jesus. We read the Word to know more about God, to increase our understanding, to strengthen our relationship about God. At the end of the day, our faith in God is directly proportional to the measure of our true understanding of the Scriptures. It's proportional to how much we've truly read and understand. I'm not talking about facts or head knowledge here. I'm talking about how much the Word of God has penetrated your heart, how much of the Word of God is being applied in your life. And we can only do that if we read the Word of God. Good thing for us is that it's not something that's taxing. It is enjoyable. It is delightful. Job says he treasured it more than food. And that speaks a lot for us who love eating. Yan ang enjoyable. Now, the third thing I want to share is this word here, discipline. This hit me for a while, discipline. Doesn't seem like a very fun word, but in Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, the second part of verse 2, it says here, and on his law, he meditates day and night. He delights in the word of God, but not just that, he meditates on it day and night. Just as much as with anything that you're devoted to, maybe your exercise, your diet, your passions, your hobbies, there has to be discipline. Ask anyone who's trying to live a healthy lifestyle, who wants to be devoted with their exercise. But there's discipline involved. But you can't expect someone devoted as a living a healthy lifestyle if they exercise sila once a month, once in a blue moon, mag-diet kung feel lang. That person is not devoted to living a healthy lifestyle if he has no discipline. The same thing with the Word of God. If we are to be devoted, if we want to cultivate that love, that passion, that craving for the Word of God, then we ought to have a discipline for it. And in the Bible, it says here, how does this discipline manifest, or how do we practice this discipline? It says here, and on his law, he meditates day and night. He meditates. In other words, when we read the Word of God, we don't just read it per se na, okay, I read the chapter, I'm done, lakaw na ko, I'm on my way. When we read the Word of God, we also take time to meditate on it. Now, what does it mean to meditate on it? Last week, I believe Pastor Archie shared to us, you know, an important image of what it looks like to meditate. If you look at cows, kabante mo mga cow, dugay kay sila mahumanog chew. They would eat and eat or chew and chew. You're wondering, kanina pa man ni chew ning cow? Because cows, when they eat, when they chew, after they chew grass or whatever greens they eat, after they swallow it, they digest it for a while, then they would regurgitate it again. They would put it back to their mouth, then they would chew it again naman. They would chew it, then it becomes a cud, meaning that cows would chew it again and again and again repeatedly. It's kind of like the same ang buttons and meditation. When we read the Word of God, when we take in what we've read, whatever chapter or verse or passage that is, when we read the Word of God, we meditate on it by contemplating, by thinking about it, by focusing and thinking about it for a certain time throughout the day. In other words, for example, if you read a chapter of the Bible, you spend time to think about it, to contemplate about it. You don't just read it and you forget about it. Mananakong read checklist na. But for the Word of God to all the more be applied in our lives, for us to greatly understand as well what we've read, because maybe na parts sa word niya wala nakasabot, we take time to meditate on the Word of God. The word meditate comes from the Hebrew word hagar, which means to mutter. And what the ancient Israelites would do is that whenever they would read a passage from the Word of God, they would meditate on it by or speaking about it. Repeatedly, they would mutter, they would speak of it again and again and again. It's kind of like what we do with meditate. When we meditate on the Word of God, it doesn't mean we empty our minds, but we fill our minds with the Word of God. We fill our minds with what we read and we try to think about it. Lord, what do you mean, Lord God, by this passage? Lord, what does this mean? What are you trying to tell me here, Lord? How can I apply this, Lord? Lord, what does this part say? We take time to think about it and we meditate day and night, meaning regularly, daily. The verse tells us that we meditated. In Psalms 119, verse 15 says here, I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. Meaning, I will meditate on your word, Lord. And I will fix my eyes on you. There's three benefits that happens when you meditate on the word of God. The first thing is, it enables us to focus on the word of God, to fix our eyes on Jesus. You see, if we don't meditate on the word of God, we don't fix our eyes on God. When we meditate on the word of God, that's when we fix our eyes all the more on God. It's when we don't fix our eyes on God. That's when we entertain ourselves with the wrong kind of counsel, the counsels of the wicked. That's when we entertain wrong worldviews. But when we fix our eyes on God, when we meditate on His word, we are focused on what is right, on what is biblical. Another thing that can happen when we meditate on God's word is we get to be reminded. Perhaps there's something that we've read in God's word that we've learned before, but we've forgotten. Have you ever had that experience that you're reading something, it's a word ni God, and then when you read it, it feels new again? Parang na-read na mo siya before. Have you ever had that? Even if you read that passage again and again, it seems new, it seems fresh to you. You become reminded again of what it means. That's what happens when you meditate or read the Word of God again and again. You get reminded. You get reminded of something you've forgotten, or maybe you missed out the first time you read it. And of course, the last thing that you can benefit from when you meditate on the Word of God, you get to apply what you've learned. We might not understand at first what we've read, of the differences of language and all that, but as we meditate on God's Word, we will come to understand what it means, and it will enable us to apply the Word of God. It will enable us to apply what it means. Psalm 1 verse 3, it also gives us a picture of our result. What happens when we devote ourselves, when we delight, and when we discipline ourselves by reading God's word? It says here, He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that He does, He prospers. It gives us this description of a tree planted by streams of flowing water. And then if there's one thing that's beautiful about this picture, that if you think about a tree planted near a water source, you pretty much agree that that tree will grow healthy, would become fruitful. It's not a sickly, dying tree. It's not a weak tree. It's a tree that will grow strong because it is right next to a water source. And the same thing with the tree can be the same thing with us. When we read the Word of God, when we devote ourselves to it, when we put it first, when we delight in it, meaning we enjoy it, we don't just do it as a task or a checklist, and we discipline ourselves by reading it regularly, we'll be like that tree planted near streams of flowing water, which yields its fruit in its season. In other words, if you're here today and your prayer is, Lord, I want to be fruitful. Lord, I want to progress. Lord, I want breakthroughs in my life. If you're here today, you're asking, you've been praying, Lord, I want all of these things to happen in my life. The key to that is simply to read, to devote to the Word of God. Apart from the Word of God, we can't do anything. Apart from the Word of God, it's like a tree being planted far from any water source. Remember that story of Joshua when he was about to lead the people of Israel? Moses had died. He was about to lead his people to conquer the promised land. Something that God had promised his people. Like, I'm going to give this land to you. Joshua, you're here to lead these people. And Joshua was afraid. Joshua was scared. Say buhaton niya, because now he was the leader. And God told him, be strong and courageous. Do not depart from this book of the law. Day and night, meditate on it, and you will be prosperous and successful. Before any advice, before anything, God told Joshua, be strong and courageous, and read the word. Meditate on it day and night, and you will be prosperous. You will be successful in all that you do. And true enough, Joshua won many battles for Israel. And he couldn't have done it without reading the word of God. In other words, for us here today, church, perhaps your latest breakthrough, your newest breakthrough, is just a chapter away. Perhaps that prayer that you've been looking forward to or being answered to is just around the corner. God is just waiting for you to read His word, for you to grasp, for you to understand what He's trying to do in your life. If you're here today and we want to live fruitful lives, want to be prosperous, we can't do so apart from the Word of God. We need the Word of God in our lives. Tell us a bit for a while. You need the Word of God. John chapter 5, verse 39. A couple of things before I'm about to end. It says here, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. This is Jesus talking about the Scriptures. As I close this installment about having the right attitude to the Word of God, at the end of the day, we read the Word of God because it points to Jesus. It points to Christ. If we want to have the right worldview, it is to be more Christ-like. And if we want that, we read the Scriptures. We read the Scriptures not to become more intellectual. There are friends, I know this Bible fact. I know this verse was memorized now anymore. But we read the Scriptures because it transforms us. The more we read the Scriptures, the more our minds get renewed. What we used to think and do, kanina itong ginasubscribe before, but when we read the Scriptures, it transforms us. It changes us. It points us to the truth. It points us to Jesus. And every day, it renews our minds. It points us to Christ. As I close this church, my hope and my prayer is that not just after this installment, not just toward the prayer and fasting week, but all throughout the year, we would develop that attitude of devotion, delight, and discipline to read the Word of God. Because as we do so, we will reap the benefits of it. All of these things are for our own good. And if we want to have the right worldview, we ought to have a biblical worldview. And we can't accept, subscribe, and embrace the biblical worldview if we don't pick up and read the Word of God. That's why we need to read God's Word. Let's pray.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.